This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's Radio Free Radio.
I'm Megan Murphy. This morning, March 26, 2012, the Ontario Court of Appeal made a decision in the Bedford versus Canada case, a case which challenged three key provisions surrounding prostitution law in Canada. I spoke with Hilla Kerner of Vancouver Rape Relief and Women's Shelter about that decision and what comes next. Can you briefly tell me what the decision was?
Yes, I think there are four main elements that are worth talking about. One, the first one is that the communication laws are upheld, which means two things. First, that there is no separation between buyers and prostituted women, which is contradicting to our position as the abolitionist coalition. We argue that the women in prostitution and the buyer should not view from the same lens, and that the interpretation of inequality will be implemented in the relationship between a John and a prostituted woman. So the court did not take it into account, and in de facto it means that women in the street will still be criminalized under communication laws. So there is no protection or understanding of the vulnerability of the women in the street. Mm-hmm. The second element, that the lifting of the avail provision will be held only in relation to exploitation, which in theory is an achievement. It means that the court did understand how exploitive the element of pimping is. We are afraid that in reality it will be very hard to prove the exploitation relationship, and that the criminal justice system will be quite dismissive, and also the expectation that a prostituted woman will turn against her exploiter is a bit far-fetched. But we do think it's useful that the living of the avail will be held in relation to exploitation. Another provision is the body house provision, and it will be struck down, and what it means in reality is that brothel owners can have a very successful business, and also it means that the police cannot be arrest Johns who are present, who are funded in a body house. Mm-hmm. So that basically allowing men to purchase sexual services from prostituted women indoors. I think that probably the most important element in this decision is Section 182, where the court saying, we agree that a modern comprehensive legislative scheme dealing with prostitution could reflect the values of dignity and equality. And they're calling on the parliament to write this kind of legislation. So we join the court in this call, and we do expect and hoping that the parliament will write very, very explicit, simple law that's prohibiting the buying of sex from prostituted women, which basically name the men and will not allow men to have access to women who are in prostitution.
Mm-hmm. What's going to change right now? Is anything going
Nothing.
To change?
Okay. No, there is a stay on the effectiveness of the decision, and likely Canada will ask for a stay until the appeal of the Supreme Court. So de facto, there are not going to be any changes, and both parties are likely to be arguing again in the Supreme Court, and so is the Women's Coalition for the Abolition of Prostitution. We will seek an intervener role again to argue our women's equality seeking position.
Okay. When is it likely to go to Supreme Court, do you know?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
There is a schedule led by the court, but it's step after step, and we have to wait until first the state will appeal this decision, then the other side will respond, and only then there is a role for the intervener to apply for this position.
So how do you feel about the decision? Are you disappointed?
We have mixed feeling. The decision does have some contradiction, but there are a few useful statements, including Section 117. The court does state that the acknowledgement of the reality of the prostitution is inherently dangerous in virtually any circumstances. So the court does agree and does understand that prostitution, whether it's in the street or indoor, is very harmful to the women who are prostituted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.